today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's one more bonus stat. The study also looked at the top things we're most likely to spill.
Spill.
What do you think number one is?
The beans.
Yeah, that's fun. It's funny.
He's Paul Lynn today.
Yeah. You ever run into someone who calls it T-Moss?
No, I've never heard of it. I don't mind that. That's not
my stepmother always says T-Moss. And my father says it's TMOS. And she says, no, it's T-Moss. We're going to go see the guys from T-Moss at the State Theater. And
see, T-Moss works for me. I'm fine with that.
I don't mind it at all.
Good.
I don't mind it at all.
As long as you call us Tomas.
Tomas. Give it a Latin flavor. Anything that works.
Podcast International.
I have a surefire method for figuring out who wrote the promo. If the minute you start saying the promo, Rob starts laughing, Rob wrote it.
True. Very true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, so the question I have for my two coworkers on the old Larry Sanders Show, they used to say, "How connected are you?" You know, and if you wish to be connected, you will be connected. And and we've made jokes over the years as to whether I am connected or not, and how connected I am, and you know, if you want to be connected, you will be connected. So. Yesterday at the end of the show, something that's been nagging at me is that I got a call from an old friend of mine, our friend Jay Rosenberg, and then Jay called me and said, I met Rob at this thing, and then I told you guys, and you went, yeah, met Jay Rosenberg at this thing. Jay's a guy used to advertise on the show.
Yes.
And, well, that was when Rob went to this this Podcast Village thing, and I realized how sometimes totally disconnected I am. Now, I just so this the subject of this opening of the show is how much do I know and how much do I not know about what goes on a daily basis? And I don't know if you want to break it down with percentage wise.
I would
now,
say
now as far as the day to day activities of Podcast Village, that's not relevant to me because I don't run Podcast Village.
Yes.
I have an interest in Podcast Village. Because we do our show there, and I am interested in the business, and I have a business interest.
Yes.
That's full disclosure. But as far as all the things going on, I know very little about what goes on at Podcast Village.
I would say so let's give full context here. You and I and Rob and Pony got to hang out this weekend at Katie Cole's wedding party.
Right.
So we caught up. Before then, you probably didn't know 97% of what goes on here.
Jesus Christ, what?
Now, you probably know 95% of what goes on here.
Well, the whole village. But I mean, but if you just talk about business of this show.
Oh, you know 100% of the business of the show.
So Rob went out to a conference or something.
It was actually a summit, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a summit. And
tell me all about it.
Gorbachev was there.
Gorbachev was not there.
Reagan.
There were like people doing speeches.
Well, I just feel like kind of a mook sometimes when I don't know what's going on.
And
Podcast
Village was one of the sponsors. It was an East Coast marketing summit, I believe. And they had a table.
Charlie was on a panel talking about digital marketing. And Maddie went, my wife went.
Because Charlie had stuff to do on panels and in group discussions, they needed other people at the table. So I was one of the people
table for Podcast Village.
Yeah, they had a booth set up. And so I was sitting there. And then Mr. Rosenberg came by and he recognized me and I recognized him.
It's Radio's Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So
that was the engagement.
That was the engagement?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was akin to... being at a concert and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
But it happened to be at a business.
And then you
summit.
Got a bag that had pens and hand sanitizer and you went home.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Then what else?
Okay. So yesterday.
I'm just writing things down, and I'm really not.
Civilrights.org, Mike. Remember that. Mm-hmm. New podcast.
Well, that's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yesterday, Podcast Village went to what was their annual gala because we helped them launch just yesterday, Pod for the Cause. Subscribe and give a 5-star review today.
That's wonderful.
Pod for the Cause.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then... I mentioned this to you, but we could share this now. Mm. Podcast Village will be and has been tapped as the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library podcast house.
This is all happening out of our main facility right here in Washington, D.C.
We are honored to be part of that project, developing that podcast.
Anything in the pipeline as far as that's concerned?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big
deal.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's a true honor for 41. Yeah. And it looks like I'll be missing a couple of days of school in mid-June, but I'll do my best to accommodate. And then...
Where are you going?
I'll be going to College Station and then possibly Kennebunkport. So we'll see how that all works out.
Possibly.
This guy.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Possibly right. Kenny.
Ponies grown 2 inches in the last 2 months. So
it's true. How about any progress on t-shirts and hats?
No, but we've got I think another 45 tickets sold for the TMOS Live Saturday affair.
Yeah. And we had a new intern that will be starting next week, and I'm excited.
See, this is great. I don't get this off air, so this is when I get it now.
Because this is our first intern, as Pony says, from Virginia.
Nobody will call me off air, so I might as well do it on air. So
well, Mike, you came in town for the weekend, and we asked you to swing through, and you said, can't do it, fellas, maybe next time.
Don't deflect. Don't turn it on me. I had a half hour, 45-minute meeting with both of you.
We opened, I'm talking about this morning, right today. We opened a new
studio. Here now, gentlemen.
We are.
Right now, as we speak today. When did you hear about him taking off?
Same time as you.
Yes.
Well, probably a split second sooner because of the delay on the
list. See the way he snaked that in without knowing
snake
it,
oil. You know, rolled right in.
But Mike, this Monday, we get our first intern from Virginia Commonwealth University.
Well, that's got to be exciting
for
you.
Very exciting for me. Very exciting.
That's another thing I didn't know.
Or as Ponies call it today, VCI, the Virginia Commonwealth Institute.
It's almost as good.
But you know what? I will tell you this. The getting the interns from different schools is spectacular.
Yes.
And we know that, near and dear to my heart is American University, but we got our first one from George Washington this year, right? Is that, or did they come from GW? No,
Johnny's from GW.
Yeah, the first viable
Johnny's from GW, right?
Yeah. Isn't he a sophomore?
First non-dropout.
Yes.
All right, so that's it, basically, because there's really nothing
I saw Mac McIntosh 2 days ago.
Yeah. Now, what is his status on the
he will be here
single?
He will be here this Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I mean,
that's a permanent status.
Oh, he was supposed to be here today. Oh, my God.
Does he still count? Does he still count as an intern?
Did he ever count as an intern?
Not really,
you,
no.
He
no.
was more of a. Text Mac say what happened.
He's in the parking lot next door.
He is? I told you.
Watching YouTube.
Thursday.
Oh, wait. So he's supposed to be here today and he's late.
Yeah. He's late.
Barnacle boy.
But he's still technically. An intern, right?
So.
Well, I mean, define intern. An intern is technically someone who gets college credit for their service. Did he ever go to college? He went to Nova.
No, but he didn't go, remember?
He said he went to Nova. So you know what? Let's say he's an intern, but he's not an intern.
He's a mole that we should have lased off.
He's a barnacle.
All right, so of the previous 7 minutes or so of discussion, what do you think matters most to me? A lot of different stuff came up.
I know,
Oscar
exactly.
Oscar with the president.
Is the Mac is coming in.
No.
Really?
Because I thought t-shirts and hats.
Oh, okay. Well, you brought that up. That's true.
I've wanted t-shirts and hats forever. So I'd love to get a new... Now, I know we have a way of doing it where we don't have to...
We are ready.
Here's what Oscar told me years ago, and he was right about this. We used to get boxes of t-shirts and hats, and then if we wouldn't sell them or give them away... They would be sitting in my attic or at the place where Oscar used to.
I had such fond memories of carrying heavy boxes up such a narrow staircase to your mysterious haunted attic.
I am in love.
Yes, it was full of treasures.
I am in love with TMOS. I think it works. A lot of people have taken it. Although we're not the first ones that did an acronym. I mean, it's not new. But the TMOS is great. And by the way, we've got the Yak Shack today, and that will come up in the Yak Shack. One of my favorite calls in the Yak Shack. We will do that.
You ever run into someone who calls it TMOS?
No, I've never heard of it. I don't mind that. That's not too shabby.
Stepmother always says TMOS. And my father says it's TMOS. And she says, no, it's TMOS. We're going to go see the guys from TMOS at the State Theater. And
see, TMOS works for me. I'm fine with that.
I don't mind it at all.
Good.
I don't mind it at all.
Tomas.
Tomas. Give it a Latin flavor. Anything that works.
Podcast International.
So here's, and correct me if my memory is wrong. The last time we talked about hats or t-shirts, we didn't get very deep into it. We didn't get... And I didn't know whether I had asked people to submit a logo for a new hat and
you
a
had,
t-shirt.
You had.
Did we receive anything of a value as far as that is concerned? Like for the, and with specifically kind of the TM, I remember the best hats we ever had were the TMOS hat. They're still
red block
the best
letters
hats
on a black
ever,
hat.
And yeah. I, you know, to change them, it would be just a tiny little bit of change, but I'd love them if they were almost exactly the same. I'm just curious.
Wasn't a true ask. It was more of a passing, hey, if you're out there, let's do something. I reached out to our graphic artist, and I said, I would like different versions of the TMOS.
Oh, see.
All right.
And he said, when you're ready for it, let me know.
Okay. I'd like to imagine, see the mock-ups of those.
Okay. So
because I think there you go. It's formal now. Yes. And if anybody else has an idea that they'd like to submit, we do take ideas from everybody. Like with our promos, it's the same exact thing. If somebody's got a cool idea for a t-shirt, I don't know whether you want to do it for a specific 10th anniversary t-shirt, but I certainly don't want 10th anniversary on that. I like hats that are going to be almost generic. That
evergreen.
You can wear for the rest of time.
Evergreen.
You know what I mean?
And I like, you know what else? The last hats we got, those red lettered black hats, the quality of the hat themselves was great.
I love those
it was
hats.
Great. It was a fitted hat.
You remember all that, right, Oscar?
I have a hat on my mantle at home.
You should wear it to Kenny Bunkport.
You know what? This is what you should know about me. I don't. You wear it when you walk into, you're going to be Kenny Bunkport.
I think he might be near Kenny Bunkport. I don't know.
But if you're
going to
be in Kenny
it.
Bunkport in June, I'll come down and visit with you. I'll come down to the compound.
Look who's in the neighborhood. It's Mike O'Mara.
It's Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Mr. TMOS.
Oh, my God. But I could offer my insight on podcast technique.
Certainly.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I do it in a heartbeat. Pew, pew. 2.5. Two hours. 2 hours and 45 minutes. I'd be done. But anyway, or you're 2 hours and 45 minutes away. So we could have lunch.
Down. You should
like that,
down.
You
know. Bring him a hat.
Let's go to Becky's.
No. All right. So back to the hat.
Becky's.
So can we do, that's all I care about. The
we
hat.
Can do the
I'd
hat.
Like to,
as
I'd
we
like dis- to do the
as
hat.
As we discussed.
All right.
I think we should launch the hat. We'll have it ready to go after we sell out the Saturday show.
All right, so
that'll be a reward.
A reward for the listeners.
A big reward. I assume with the number you just quoted me, we sold half of the Saturday night show. So that will be selling out. And
we need stand-up comedians.
Yeah, we're booking stand-up comedians for Friday and Saturday night.
Special guests
for Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be great.
Surprises. Pony, will you look out the window and see if Mac has passed out in the road? Because he's been parking for 20 minutes now.
Why are you worried about him?
He's sitting in the parking lot because he sits in parking lots and doesn't go across.
It was a very deep joke.
It was very
is
deep.
It important for Mac to be here? You seem concerned.
I really thought he was on his way in.
I do have a great interaction with Mac, though, when he promised me that he would be here on Thursday.
There is a magic. You see, Oscar and Mac have a magical sort of connection.
I text him. I say, hey, are you at work? Because I'm going to Micro Center to get a monitor. For work. And he said, yes. So he meets me in the monitor section. And I'm already talking to a colleague of his from Mysterious Land. And I say, oh, this is my friend Mac. And he goes, oh, hi, Mac. and he walks away.
Oh, dear.
Well, I see you've had
like
the same.
Like he doesn't want to have anything to do with Mac? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the same response we had when we first started working with Mac.
No, that's a different response we had. I think the first response I ever had to Mac is one time Pony and Mac and I were in Mike's living room, which used to be our studio, and Pony went to do something. And when he came back, I said, may I see you a moment? And I took Pony to the lobby of Mike's home, and I said, if you ever leave me alone in a room with that boy, I'm going to kill you.
So because Oscar was dealing with another employee that's... I do not like Mike McIntosh. He is not a good boy. I don't like him. He wears orange all the time.
This guy looks like... He's your prototypical Micro Center guy, like skinny tie.
I don't know what's happening. My music beds are just playing all over the place.
So, I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Did you spill syrup in your board or something?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
That's nice, too.
I'm not sure. I don't know what
I say, Mac, I don't have much time. Which one of these monitors do you think has this, this, and that? And he says, well, this is a gaming monitor. Are you going to be gaming Overwatch on this? Like, so we start going. I was like, you don't have to sell me. I have 10 minutes to look at this.
Did he fall
What's
into
on
an,
sale?
Did he obviously fall into a groove of something he'd said a million times?
Oh, my God.
Sales
by the way, I have a music bed for when you ask him for the discount, too, at the counter.
Okay.
This is what you hear. Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
Please stand by.
I keep that around. I will keep that sound effect until my dying
day.
So
great.
That is Don, the late Don Pardo, who was just the Saturday Night Live announcer for years and years and years.
So, I love it.
Well, when he gets up there, tell him to get right, get cracking, sewing the hats. And I now have, what, 96-97% of information that's going on?
I would say you're a solid 95%.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well,
we needn't burden you with unnecessary details.
Well, you know, now you've misstepped.
Have I?
Now you've misstepped because I never know what's going on with you. I know. I'm not paranoid, but I never know what's
never
going on.
Never be paranoid. No.
Burden me all you want.
Okay, good. I shall.
Burden me.
Unburden yourself.
Oh, no. I feel no burden.
Yes. Yes. Unburden yourself, Rob.
Unburden thyself, Spiewak.
Open thy heart. Open thy mind. Open thy information, okay? Don't keep yourself in that little protective cocoon all the time. It'll make your life better. Trust me, it will.
All right.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It will make your life better. And speaking of making life better... We have yaks.
Yay! Oh, boy.
Yaks,
question on the show today, whether I tell you about my personal dilemma or whether we open it up to the yaks. And it's probably going to be the yaks.
Right.
Because then I will, later in the show, tell you about a problem that's kind of nagging at the O'Mara family.
You'll unburden yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. I won't give you all the details now, but it's just a tiny little issue. Teeny, teeny, tiny we are dealing with here. And that is a sinkhole in the front yard.
Oh no.
Oh, my God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't like to judge, except for people who say library. Then I do. Yeah. Library. Really? Okay. The place with all the words? Okay. You know what word's not in there? Library.
Amen.
No, I don't like to judge because I do stupid things. We all do. Everyone does stupid things. But the difference is that when you do something stupid, you're just a person someone saw doing something stupid. When I do something stupid, it's a story. I went to a gas station to put gas in my car, and there's a group of teenage boys across the way, and they were, like, really cool. They were vaping. And... And they were like, that's Ellen. Oh, my God, it's Ellen. And I'm like, and then I realized I pulled up and the gas pump was over here. And my tank was back here on this side of the car. And they're looking at me and I'm looking at them. And I get back in the car and I pull around. Now, it's still on the wrong side because I've just pulled around. And they're still looking at me. And I'm like, I don't want to look like an idiot. So I just filled up the back seat. I just put it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with wonderful listeners all over the world. If you're new, welcome. If you've been with us the whole ride, God bless you. From Ra's Al Khaimah United Arab Emirates.
Nearly.
I can't.
So nearly.
I can't say it.
You know what?
Ra's Al Khaimah United Arab Emirates.
Tomorrow is Friday and you will nail it.
To Longwood, Florida, from Salt Lake City, Utah, to Horsehead, New York, from Rapid City, South Dakota, to Shibuya, Tokyo, Japan. Or it might be Shibuya. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. Some wise words from Cornerstone First Financial. If you're considering making some financial moves, stop considering and do it.
Hey, do it, huh? Do it.
Equity in homes has never been higher than it is right now. We're talking over $15 trillion in equity across the country. In fact, since the bottom of the market in 2012, home values are now up 53%. So whether you're buying, refinancing, consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees the lowest rate. Rates are low, equity is high, and even if you purchased in the last year, you may be able to remove your PMI, private mortgage insurance, work with the friends of TMOS, and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or you can call them at 866-625-1221. And if you're at Podcast Village, you can walk downstairs, knock on their door, and say hello to them, because they're good folks, and we share a building with them. And we're all just excited about the new cafe coming in, the new French bakery.
The new cafe.
It's going to be wonderful. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We got a bunch of yaks, and we have been a little tardy on our yaks this week. So let's dive in with the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen, because these calls are here for you. Boy, let me see. We've got 20 or so yaks that I've gathered, and let's dive right in. I simply go through these yaks and I label them. I can't tell you exactly what they are, but I give them one word or two words. This first call is Chernobyl. Let's dive in.
So this will be fun.
This can be a fun first call.
Mike, it's Pat from Connecticut. Hey, so I just heard the thing about your talk about Chernobyl. That's why reactors here are not made in the same way as far as reactivity. However, if you really want another crazy read, look up on Wikipedia, look up SL1. Just look that up on there. That's scary stuff.
SL1? Did he say SL1?
I thought he said FL1.
Is it FL1 or SL1?
I feel like he's doing that like Mike Hunt type of deal. Like he's like SL1. I think it's just...
Pen 15?
Yeah, I feel like that. And I'm like, should I look that up?
I mean, I'm doing the yak, so I can't look it up right now.
But SL1.
Is it FL1, Rob? I couldn't hear him that clearly.
I heard FL1, but we can check both.
I'll check both.
Just to see, what he's talking about is the TV show that's on right now that is absolutely terrifying about Chernobyl.
I finally watched it, Mike. You're absolutely right.
Isn't that horrible?
When it's snowing radioactivity.
And they're just up there on the bridge with their children, just going la, 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 la. And it's a miniseries, and I think it's a weekly miniseries. I'm not sure how long it goes on for. But, the only thing I took away is probably the worst way to expire in the world might be radiation poisoning. So that's it. As Oscar's looking that up, let's get our next call. Upstate New York. Let's listen.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time. I'm sure you got a lot of calls about this. But like you said, it's got a long tail, your show. So, Irondequoit. When you're up there in New York, you're from Rochester area like I am, it's Irondequoit. You say the T. Irondequoit. 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 You're going to
Irondequoit.
Later.
Irondequoit. I like that. That's good. Irondequoit.
Say goodbye on the message. Yeah. So long.
So long. See you later. I like that. All right. So SLFL1.
S with us, like Sam.
Okay.
SL1, or Stationary Low Power Reactor Number 1, was a United States Army experimental nuclear power reactor in the United States, which underwent a steam explosion and meltdown on January 3rd, 1961. It's a whole different story. Whole different
really?
Story. Yes.
Okay. All right. So another reactor exploded.
Reactor.
In 61, it seems kind of wild that they were doing nuclear power in 61, doesn't it?
Well, that's like only 2 years after I was born. So I would have been just a...
Mike, they say
a
here
baby.
In Wikipedia, this is the worst nuclear accident Glastonbury ever saw.
We had one. We had one down on the Connecticut River, I think. There's one in there. Aren't they always near rivers? They're always near
water.
Water
yeah.
Cool down.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one says Tom Brokaw. I don't know what the hell it is. Probably an impression. I don't know how long this is going to last. Let's listen.
Is this working? Is this working? This is Tom Brokaw calling from NBC News in Los Angeles.
Shut up, sir.
I'm here on the beach, and my man, Keeney, sunning myself, possibly against the HOA's regulations. I just want to say I'm offended. I made a promo, a professional broadcaster, made a promo for your show, and somebody blew it up.
I appreciate
that, and
all right, I'm blowing that call up, too.
Hey,
all right,
how do you think that guy would do if you were to bring back this summer your impression camp?
You know, Rob, it's been so long, and, you know, I've been looking for a director for a long, long time. Just to do all the little busy
didn't
work.
Didn't you have a falling out with Meriwether Post Pavilion when they wouldn't host you anymore?
Yeah, I did. You know, something about late payments. I'm sorry. Okay? It's not like the money's rolling in like it used to. It's funny. I mean, back in the day, kids wanted to be impressionists.
Yeah, it's true.
Grew up,
yeah.
You know? And right after Danny Gans died, it all went down the crapper. It's really, really frustrating.
When my father brought me home from the hospital, there was a poster of John Biner over my crib.
Yeah, yeah, you know, impressions used to be the thing. They're not as much as they used to be, but let's take a call. Doris Day. Let's listen.
Oh, hey, TMOS and interns. Chris from Baltimore. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hey, hey, Chris.
Rob did it again. Did it again. On Friday, he made a very passing reference concerning Doris Day. It was very brief, like maybe a half a second. Doris Day. Dead at 97.
Oh, Robbie's blaming
Thanks, Rob. Good job.
He's blaming you. All right. For those
this
of you that know,
true,
no,
that I did make the mention. Didn't make
there's
the
a backstory to this that Rob tends to mention an older celebrity, and then like the next week they pass away.
I've done it many
times. I don't know
times.
Whether it's true or not, but you've done it multiple. You just mentioned a lot of, you know, celebrities that are close to the end, and
no one
he's blaming Doris Day.
Well, no one saw the death of Doris Day at 97 coming. So,
yeah, but it's classic tradecraft for you because you celebrate stars from yesteryear.
That's true.
So the idea that these people are going to die or have died, but the
Oscar,
probability is higher.
Oscar is a co-conspirator, though, because he's the one who said, que sera, sera.
Ah.
Right.
And that's when I said Doris Day.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, to a good friend of the show and Rob's stepmom, Kathy Spiewak, you know, let's say we send our sympathies out to her family.
Thank you.
Her mom passed away
early yesterday morning.
So, Kathy, I sent you a message, and I wanted to say we're thinking of you. So hang in there. Mo comes up on the Yak Shack this week. We've got a call about Mo's stock today.
Hi, guys. This is Eric from Baltimore. My stock portfolio has been floundering since the demise of Wide Open Wednesday. Think there's any chance we could get Mo to call in the Yak Shack with a weekly tip? I'll hang up and listen.
Sorry. Hang up and listening. Hang up and listen on the Yak Shack makes me laugh every time. Listen to that. Do you hear that lung?
Yes.
You hear that lunger? I swear. You know, suddenly I was a radio personality, and now I've turned into Doc Holliday. For Christ's sake, it's ridiculous. I wish I was in his weight class.
Mike, I'm not going to say your name.
All right. Very, very lunger.
Oh, dear.
And when I get doing the show, everything starts to move around. Hold on. All right, go ahead. Talk about
Mo.
Yes, Mo. Mo's stock tip of the day. Mo, call in.
It would be nice for you to draw. And you know what? If you did.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
We could save people's portfolios.
Yes, and therefore save lives.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
We could. Like so, Mo, please call in. Next call says simply Wheel.
Mike, are you watching this Wheel of Fortune? This is nuts. He picked person, place, or thing.
All right, hold on.
That's
I got to jump back in here. Great, when I'm getting a lunger. You know what? That's a guy busting my balls. That's a guy busting my balls. I get it. Okay. Talking about Wheel of Fortune. Do you get that? Let's hear it again. Let's analyze the.
It sounded
what's
like
great
he
about
passed
the
mid-call. I mean, there's not complete.
This is. I think this is a guy that's busting chop. You give me your analysis. I think right, he's busting right, my balls.
Mike, are you watching this Wheel of Fortune? This is nuts. He picked person, place, or thing.
And he hangs up.
And that's it?
Yeah, well, there's Wheel 2. Would you like good. Wheel 2?
Yes, maybe it'll right. give some
now,
closure.
Do you think there's, when I listen to the, do you think there's a chance that guy's just busting stones on me?
Let's find
seriously
out.
Seriously busting
right
stones.
Right now, I could go either way.
Always a chance.
Yes. Right.
This is next call. Wheel 2.
Scotty Warner, Spokane, Washington.
A lot of Spokane.
Where Dirk is from. All right. I watched Wheel of Fortune tonight, and the lady wanted a D. A D, Mike.
See?
Okay.
There you go. I get it.
I think he's not busting your balls.
Yeah. He's not.
He's not?
No. He's found a common topic with you, and he's...
Oscar thinks he is. I think he is, too. I don't know.
What is... And excuse me, because I'm still new to this wheel game and how you play it.
What, the Wheel of Fortune game?
This brand new television
show. Is asking for a D a bad thing?
No.
You've done 7,000 episodes. How can you be new to it?
No, I just don't know if it's a faux pas to ask for
some
letters.
Here's the thing is, Oscar, is that are you familiar with the phrase we sometimes use on this program, S a D? So the lady asking for a D...
Oh.
And he's finding a double entendre there.
No, then he's celebrating it with you. He's not making fun of you.
Yeah, he's found common ground.
Since I backed off the wheel a little bit, if I get out of the studio early enough after a show, I will enjoy my midday meal with Mrs. O'Mara, and we will look in on Price is Right. And there's a little tell. We've watched enough of it that there's a little Drew Careyism stuff that I kind of dig a little bit.
Really?
Because he's so disinterested. And he's so removed. He's so DJ-like in like DJ. I am to a certain extent. And then he says the other thing. It's like, whoever his announcer is, I don't know what the name of the announcer is, but he goes, hey, Pete, tell him, all right, we got a Pepto-Bismol and a thing that makes rice. And it's just like, and I'm like, that's very Drew Carey. Like that.
You're so, okay with that? Because, you know, I found the last time I checked in, that disinterest bothered me because
Bob
was an amazing master of ceremonies.
Yes, he was. There's nobody like Barker, and Drew Carey is no Bob Barker.
No, not at all. And also, the new announcer is a little too high.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The announcer should not be seen.
Bitsy Cockamuffin, come on down.
In the old days, you would only see Rod or Johnny Olsen before the intro of the fifth contestant.
I'm late to the game. There's a new Bob Barker documentary.
I've seen the
on
ad
Netflix.
For it. Yeah.
Price is Right documentary.
A guy, apparently he's a math teacher, and he did like 20 years of spreadsheets and found out the exact price of everything and memorized it. I think it's called The Perfect Bid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that's incredible. The other documentary for Bob Barker is, you might want to pick it up. It's in paperback now, and it's in the back of the rack with TV history. It's called Layin' Pipe with Bob Barker. Let's take another call, and then we got to take a break. Let's go. This simply says, plumbing. Funny lady.
Hey, lady.
Funny lady. Let's listen.
Hello, everybody. This is Molly from Spokane.
Another Spokane.
I'm going to suggest some more on the t-shirt. The front one should say, your fingers are stretched. But on the back, you should put, so you can express the anal glands. Because your fingers are stretched, you can express anal glands. How easy is that? Oh, my God. I love you guys. Bye.
We love you. Don't know what it was really about, but you know what, Ina? Thank you so much for calling in.
I love that she says, how easy is that?
How easy is that? Thank you, Ina Garten, for calling in. We'll take a break, and when we come back, more of your... I love them. I still love them. They're all over the place. They don't have to make sense. They don't have to be sober. They don't have to be anything. They're the yaks, and we'll continue with that on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Every single hour, a Mike O'Mara Show intern goes to bed hungry, tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every Johnny. Time you subscribe Work. To the Mike O'Mara bonus show, one of these Work interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today, and for just pennies, T-Moss. You can save a TMOS intern.
Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagels?
Jesus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Johnny.
Johnny!
Johnny! Johnny! Tommy Newsom, you go to the have you ever given a clinic? I've gone to a clinic. Welcome back to
Did
the Mike O'Mara
that clip
Show.
Recently?
I could watch it 500 times.
I love the Newsom favorite part clips.
Probably my favorite part. My actually favorite exchange on The Tonight Show because it was so spontaneous.
Did you ever see the one where they talked about poinsettias?
No.
And he says, Johnny says, now Tommy, is it poinsettia or poinsettia? And he says, I don't care. Go to hell. What the hell does it matter? Awesome. Or something like that. It's so great. It was like at the very end and no one cared anymore.
I know.
It's the best.
Tommy Newsom was the backup to Doc Severinsen on the old Tonight Show. TV show in the world. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Me Undies. Yes. Listen to me. Yesterday, Oscar was showing his Me Undies lounge pants.
My pants!
Yeah.
Rob and I both got the lightsaber Star Wars lounge pants, which are great. The fabric. Which is a micromodal. I'm not a scientist, but I will tell you this fabric is 3 times softer from MeUndies than regular cotton. It is exactly what you want down there.
Yes.
Soft as butter in your pants.
His pants.
Plus, MeUndies has plenty of style options for both men and women. And men, now try the boxer brief with fly. You know, it's got the fly. So you got the door. Yeah. So the fence. You can go through the door instead of over the fence.
Let the cow out of the barn.
MeUndies also is the go-to, excuse me, for the softest loungewear on the planet. Try the lounge pants and onesies. I asked for it yesterday. I hope it'll be on the way. A MeUndies onesie. If it arrives, I will do the entire show in the onesie. And yes, I will stand up so you can see what Irishmen are truly about. Hey, ladies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies, and they're incredible. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. Any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. Get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. Let's return to...
TMOS. Yak check.
This next call simply says, bonus show help.
Oh,
I think
great.
It's a help call, maybe great. For Pony. Let's listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, Rob, Oscar. This is AJ from Nick's Boots in Spokane. I cannot figure out how to buy your bonus package for the life of me. I keep giving my email a server, and I can't get a password. I know I'm just a moron, but if I can get some kind of help from somebody, Facebook, just I need to get that show, and I don't know how to do it. Please help me. Thanks, guys.
Well,
bye.
Listen. All right, now we would think we'd volunteer right now on the air. We don't need to do that because listen to the second call that comes in right after this on the TMOS Yak Shack Hotline.
Yeah, I just want to say, Matt Bloom, you are a true caller of your craft. Thank you for helping an idiot who wants to spend money on your bonus show. Spend that money with, I'm an idiot. Thank you so much, you guys. You got to love this guy. Thank you. Bye.
But, Pony, do you solve it?
Yak Shack.
Did you solve his problem?
I did, and thank you, AJ. You are a wonderful person.
Was he as fun on the phone as he was on the Yak Shack?
Yes.
That's great.
Did he call me Matthew Broom, as in like for sweeping?
Well, there might have been alcohol involved. Like, just
Matthew
Broom.
It's his Asian cousin.
By the way, on the Yak Shack, we get calls for about me and a call or two about Oscar. But overwhelmingly, most of the calls come in about our giant-headed
He's the people's
cohort.
Champion.
He's the people's champion. This next call simply says Rob.
This is Tyler from Antioch. Hey, Mike, you know how you always wonder who wrote that promo? And you will ask, and I have a surefire method for figuring out who wrote the promo. If the minute you start saying the promo, Rob starts laughing, Rob wrote it.
True. Very true.
I take back the people's champion.
No one loves my writing.
Throw you under the bus.
The way I love my writing when you read my writing. That's why. Well, no, so that's what
but
I love.
When you do that and you write it and then I read it and then you're my best audience for it. I will do yes. that for forever. That is absolutely not a problem for me. I like that. I like that Rob loves his writing. That it's never has there ever been a situation where I read one of your promos that you have and I go, "What are you laughing at right now?" No, I like that.
No, that's true.
You're so you're so crazy bombed off your gourd when you write them, and then I read them, and then it's fun. And like, usually I read them right, so it's a good
best
merit.
Example. Go back to I believe yesterday's show when we had the fairy tale promo for the bonus show. You had no idea that was coming. And it took you about 6 words to fall into the exact rhythm of what I wanted. Yeah. And it was about a four-minute commercial.
It's fun. And, you know, stay tuned. More of that coming. Next one says, on the Yak Shack, says, lady.
Oh. Hi, Mike. It's me. I'm just waking up, and I'm listening to the show, and I'm thinking about the fact that Surf Love's Fit Finders sounds a lot like Whitehall's Fruit Fritters. And maybe it would be fun to do a commercial like that. Second question,
is
I don't remember why Rob was called Rob A back in the day. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, what a what a sweet
very sweet. What was her first thing about the fruit fritters? What was that?
She said that when you do the FabFitFun commercials, that it reminds her of Whitehall's Inn. The White Hall's in the Fab Fit.
If we have another Fab Fit Fun, I'll do it like Gene Baxter does.
Thank you.
Fab Fit Fun. And make sure you check out the Fab Fit Fun box.
And if you want to know the reason behind Rob A, is because when I started with you guys, Beauty and the Beast was in theaters, the cartoon, and Robbie Benson was a voice on that. And you just started overemphasizing, you called me Robbie based on Robbie Benson. And then you just started really overemphasizing Robbie and it became Rob A. And that's how it
I don't remember that's how it happened. That's funny. Robbie Benson. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and a Y.
Is Robbie Benson still with us? Is he still alive, right?
And handsome.
Listen, Robbie Benson, the guy always had that. He's this way. I'm Robbie Benson. Oh, God. Horrible. You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. Next call, Joe Buck. Somebody wants to talk about Joe Buck.
Hey, guys. This is Aaron from the historic Burrito and Spice House District of St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, I was wishing that the football season was back with us because I'm missing my Green Bay Packers, but I'm watching the Stanley Cup playoffs and hearing Doc call the games, and it's just magnificent, the poetic play-by-play in color.
Oh, he's the best.
And then I'm thinking about Joe Buck and that Wikipedia bullet point disaster that he pulls out to call a Packer game, and made me wonder, what if they threw Joe Buck into the box and had him call a hockey game? What would that sound like?
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Just your thoughts.
I don't think so. I think Joe Buck has... you know what I think Joe Buck's good at? What his dad was good at. He's good at baseball. I think he's a good baseball announcer.
His too football, fast.
Hockey is Doc Emmerich's world. And by the way, when he stops doing it, Doc Emmerich, it is a tough pull. There are good guys around, but Doc Emmerich is an artist. I mean, I'm talking about every single player that touches the puck is identified by Doc Emmerich. He is a prodigy. He's amazing. And by the way, how long have we tried to get Doc Emmerich on the show? Is he a tough pull?
Very, very tough. Because you know why? He rests his voice. That's the excuse I get from NBC all the time. Question.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Do you think Joe Buck stays quiet enough when he calls a ball game?
Yeah, yes and no. Yes. You know what? Joe Buck has done enough Red Sox games for me that I loved that he's okay with that. But they all could do more of that.
You're right.
And once again, I'd love to get Vern Lundquist on the show. I mean, he's a great guy.
Wheels are in motion. We've been in talks with CBS. Yes.
Legends. I landed DC. We never talked about this. I saw JB at the baggage claim.
Oh, did you really?
From CBS.
James Brown.
Yes.
Did you approach and say hello?
It was just the two of us and his wife. So I was like, F it. I'm going to go say hello. So I go, and we have a 15-minute conversation.
Most of that event was him probably yelling at Oscar.
The Mike O'Mara show, he called me Brother Ceballos. Like he was, and then he gave me
a
quote
a classic.
And talked about a book. Like just, it was so surreal.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
The nicest man in the world.
The nicest words to say about you.
He is really a class act, one of the true class acts. And, you know, we make fun of a lot of guys, James Brown, Jim Nance, all that. But they're very successful.
There's a reason
guys.
That the top of the
heap.
Mike, this just in on our AP News Wire. Robbie Benson was born in 1956, which makes him 63 years old. His real name, Robin David Siegel. Did you know this?
Robin Benson. Ooh, yeah.
And now he has long hair.
Oh, he looks like a magician.
He does. He looks a little like Jesus Christ.
He does.
And, but not performing anymore, is he?
No,
is
he's still active. And if you want to find out more, go to robbiebenson.net. I guess robbiebenson.com was taken.
You're listening to TMOS Yak Shack, and I have
TMOS
to be...
TMOS Yak Shack.
Our friend Joel Rogers, who is a pilot, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let me give you two calls from Joel and... this Joel. Is a bit of a concern. Joel, I know you like to call the show, but, well, you know what, boys? I'm just going to play him, and I'm going to let you you be the judge here.
All right, Yak Shack. I just called, and I'm so tired and jet-lagged and drunk, I can't remember if I said who this is.
Oh, you know what? I reversed the order. That's how I got him.
Even
so
better.
Let me do this, okay? I'm going to play him in the right order.
Ohio gozaimasu. Konnichiwa from Japan. Hey, Yak Shack, it's Joel Rogers, and I know you like drunk calls, so here's a new one for you. Drunk and jet lagged. It's 6:30 p.m. Friday, which means it's like 5 a.m. Thursday your time. It's a time machine. So I flew a 13-hour flight to Japan, and then went out and I had Sapporos. So, I've been awake, and I was flying the airplane, not flying in, flying the airplane. So, I don't even know what time it is here, but I have 20 hours to recover before I fly back.
20 hours.
Hey, Yak Shack, I'll see you all in Vegas.
There you go.
That, November.
That's Joel.
Sayonara.
Okay. I messed up because I thought he had forgotten the call. This is the second call from Joel.
All right, Yak Shack. I just called and I'm so tired and jet lagged and drunk. I can't remember if I said who this is. Joel Rogers, your favorite A350 pilot. Wakarimasu. Nyongo ga skoshi wakarimasu. It's how you say I understand a little Japanese in Japanese. All right, jamata, sayonara.
All right, let me tell you what
funny,
I did.
He's a funny jokester, that guy. Because I know for a fact, pilots don't drink that close to flying.
Well, no, he's got 20 hours. Yeah. So, I mean, he's that's it for him. You know, it's like, oh, stop. Don't torpedo him like that. But I was going to because I thought I took those calls the way you sent them to me, and I played them back to back. I went, oh, my God, I completely forgot he called.
Yeah, who is that person?
No, okay. It was the sequence was right. I'm completely relieved.
All right,
and
good.
Mr. Rogers is completely exonerated in that situation.
I liked the international call. It's Sapporo.
Yeah, delicious.
From Japan.
Great
the next one, Rob's going to like the next call on the action.
Good morning, boys. Please allow me to introduce myself. This is Chrissy Metz. If you haven't guessed by now, I am here to address one of the three principals on the show, one Mr. Robert Wadham Spiewak. So please indulge me for a moment. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Chrissy.
Are you been talking?
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't very ladylike, was it? Anywho, any man that says the things that you say sounds like he wants to fight. I'm going to hit you so hard, your grandchildren have headaches. In summary, keep my name out your mouth. All right. Got to run. Time for Pilates. Toodles. Nice. Oh.
Wow.
I'm going to hit you so hard, your grandchildren will have headaches. That's funny.
Clearly the most famous person to ever called the action.
What a great call.
That was awesome.
And by the way, there's more for Rob. Oscar, sorry. We're just watching today.
Hey now. It's about 3:30 in the morning. I was Matt from Woodbridge. And, I just woke up because I, too, am old. And I have to pee constantly. So, like any good American, opened up the old Facebooks after I was peeing. And I got a friend request. And it's from Rob Spiewak. And I instantly thought, okay, whatever. Not today, ISIS.
I don't know what that was. I don't know. We had to take another break. We're running late. We'll wrap up our yaks when we come back. Rob, anything you'd like to say to that gentleman at the end there?
Yeah, please don't leave me hanging. Accept my friend request. It means the world to me. It's bad. Yeah. And wash your hands.
By the way, I need some new ones. I have to do my editing. I've done my editing, and I need to get some new folks. So
new
I'll
friends.
Be doing that sometime in the next 6 weeks.
Are you
weeks.
Taking options, or do you have a queue of 2,000?
I have a queue, but people can move up in the queue by reminding me.
Oh.
That's silly.
DM you.
The way it's been. How long has Facebook been in existence? It's been like that for 20 years.
If you write Mike, he will indulge you.
Yeah, absolutely. I do it all the time. And I'll let you know in a second how many I have. We'll take a break. Wrap up. Just a couple more left on the Yak Shack. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, this is internet sensation Toddy Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Toddy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Regrets? I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. The fact is, you seldom regret what you actually do. What you regret are things you don't do. So, what if you don't go to the TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Party? By the way, who did that video that we put up on social? That's fantastic.
Madeline Masiello did that.
Maddie Masiello, fantastic video. That was fun. Prepare to walk the hard, rocky road of regret if you don't go to this show. And it's a long way home, suckers.
Sucker.
So, make your plans for Las Vegas and the TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Party. Do it now. Hey. This year is going to be unbelievable because we've added a second show on November 16th. So, if you missed out on the first sold-out show, now is your chance. And if you want to see both shows, even better. But tickets are going fast. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Party is so big, we need two nights to do it. Two entirely different shows. Two entirely different nights. And they're all at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Vegas.
Two shows, David.
The best part of Vegas. Tickets are on sale now. Oscar was saying we sold some more today. We're going to sell some more tomorrow. We're going to sell some more the day after that. And then we're going to tell you the show is sold out. And if you haven't gotten them, you know, woe is you. Twice as nice and very nice with no regrets. TMOS 10th Anniversary Party brought to you by Zappos, and we thank you. We just have a few more. We're running super late, and let's hear another call. This is a Memorial Day request on the Yak Shack.
John in Buffalo, I suppose this is a programming request. Last year, I'm listening right now, bonus show number 371. It was your Memorial Day Spintacular. I have probably listened to this particular episode between 15 and 20 times this year. When I get stressed out or need a laugh, the Spintacular has been my go-to episode. I have others. Anyways, my bonus show request or my programming request is that maybe in the next month or Memorial Day weekend, we have another Spintacular. Thanks, guys. Bye.
You know, I have to say about the TMOS Yak Shack, let me tell you, I just identified something that I dig about it. People would call during the live show, and there's that level of tension that exists where people feel like they have to shtickify it. I like a call like that where a guy's completely relaxed on his own schedule and just nicely gives us a nice song request. Was that a record show that we did on Memorial Day?
I'd love to do another one if you're up for it. There's so much
love
fun.
To do it.
Cool.
Yeah. Is that where you and I were kind of trading intros and stuff like that?
Yeah, and Oscar was very, very interested.
I was a Kenny Bunkport.
He was at his own mental Kenny Bunkport.
So that's not this week, but maybe next week we do that for the month.
The last Friday of the year, of the month.
That would be fun.
Let's do that.
All right, and we'll need to gather. I need you to help with the records. Gather up some records.
Absolutely. Put together.
Send them along.
A hot request list, and I'll show you how to buy them.
Oh, okay. Very good. That'll be fun. Next one is, we couldn't get through a Yak Shack without a legitimate criticism.
Oh,
let's listen.
No.
Hey, it's Adam calling from Scottsdale, Arizona.
and have a legitimate complaint or observation, I've noticed that you refer to it as the TMOS app or the TMOS website. But that doesn't make sense because the T in TMOS,
right.
TMOS.
Yeah.
Is the. So you're saying the Mike O'Mara Show app?
Yeah.
Or the Mike O'Mara Show website? Well, now that I say it, it doesn't sound that weird, actually. Okay, bye.
Well, yeah, okay. 100%. I sound like O'Reilly. 100%. Okay. Totally. Well, you can't argue with the legitimacy of the criticism if you're going to be, technically, we say,
well, I just had a commercial for our Las Vegas-style show.
I'm aware of it.
If I was going to read the acronym, I would say, so make your plans for Vegas and the Mike O'Mara Show Live 10th anniversary party. But we've been doing it forever, and are there any other examples?
I'm well aware that this happens, but also it is a creative choice we make. Let me offer you this. Are you familiar with a popular political candidate named Jeb Bush?
Yes.
His name actually is John Ellis Bush. So Jeb is for John Ellis Bush, right?
Okay.
So when you call him Jeb Bush, you're calling him John Ellis Bush Bush.
Okay, so it's done. That's a great example, Rob. That's
a
great example.
What a pull.
That's a wonderful pull.
Man.
But I get it. I get that it, if you're
but it's
really
a choice, and it bothered me at first, but I tried to write around it, and there's no way to do it.
What about this? The Big O Oscar. The Big O Oscar.
Oh, okay. So the Big O
Oscar.
And is that the same?
No. But his name is John Ellis Bush.
God damn it. Talk amongst yourselves. I got to hold on.
So do you know anyone that derives their name from their first three letters of their like their initials? I can't think of anyone that we could do that with.
So the Tomo Party.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's Todd Moore.
Oh, okay. That
so work. That doesn't work. But Tomo is another good name.
No, you're starting with the TMOS. So, yeah. I mean, the Mike O'Mara
show. It's a stylistic choice.
I'm not changing anything.
What about
I'm not
the
changing anything.
TMOS? The.
Oh, like the Ohio
yes,
State?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
The Mike O'Mara show. No, it doesn't work when you emphasize the day. It doesn't.
Nothing is better for thee than me.
Than me. We have the last one. This simply says, nice ending. Oh, God.
I hold in
all
my
right,
hand.
This is our. Yes, I hold in my hand the last yak. Let's give that a listen, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to know where I'm calling from? You. That's where I'm calling from.
Thank you. That's the. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the TMOS Yak Shack. Hope you enjoyed that.
Hey, you know what? I'm sort
is
of
that
a,
kind
I'm
of a.
I'm a glutton for punishment. Would you mind one more time?
Sure. Sorry, pony, but here we go. Yeah,
you want to know where I'm calling from? You, that's where I'm calling from.
See, that is fun. And that's the TMOS Yak Shack. If you have anything you would like to get off your chest or anything you, we will take praise as well as criticism. It is 888-920-MORE. By the way, MORE is the Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment Network, and you might be confused about that one, but it's 888-920-6673.
Yes.
I've always wondered if we want to throw out the MORE, too. Where when I give the phone number, where it's 888-920-6673, 888-920-6673.
Actually, hold stop the record. Pony and I have discussed this, and when we actually had to go through miles of numbers to find one that would actually fit in, we came up with 888-920-MORE.
Yeah, it rolls off a lot better.
It actually is sort of, it's easier to say, and it's easy to remember.
888-920-MORE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
888-920-MORE. Yeah, but I'm asking about the MORE itself. I mean, do we want to keep the MORE when I'm giving the phone number? As far as people,
some people like to spell.
Yeah, and also this is it's either or. It's super
888-920-MORE or 920-MORE and 888-920-6673. If you'd like to get a yak on, we take them morning, noon, and night. We collect them during the week, and then we poop them out to you on either Wednesday or Thursday.
I prefer I like the phrase, we serve them up.
Yeah.
We serve them up, yes. And as far as everything on
the show.
They
can call from the app.
That's right.
I think, And I'm really, I guess the one I would, looking back over the yaks, I would be most curious about that dude that actually was busting my balls about Wheel of Fortune, which I don't watch as much anymore. It's not like I don't watch it at all, but I don't watch
it
as much.
Do you feel like you miss it?
Well, you know what? I would be lying if I said that in the last week I didn't look in once.
Sure.
I looked in once when I had snuck into the when Carla was in some other part of the house, and I was I had snuck into the freezer and stolen one of my son's Mickey Mouse ice cream bars. And I sat down like a convention. Really, if you saw a picture, if they put a camera on me sitting down with a Mickey Mouse ice cream bar in front of Wheel of Fortune, and really everything screamed in that picture at that moment is, baby, yep, yep. Here we are.
History, they are delicious, but they never look like they should.
They don't. No,
Mickey always looks like he's been not tended to.
Beat up.
Yeah, but a little. I don't know whether it's someone's the Disney Corporation. I don't know whether it's the Disney Corporation that did it, but a thicker layer, slightly thicker layer of chocolate that was A-OK just ducky with me. And then I have not received the punishment because she didn't know I ate it. So I haven't gotten the thing where I'm going to get it sometime this week where I will hear from the kitchen.
Did you eat all of Michael's ice cream bars?
And then, you know, I'll just run out the backyard.
Run out the backyard. That's
what I will do. Yeah. Yesterday. All right. We have to take a break. When we come back, news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Coming up on the best of Tech 411.
Yeah.
Host Todd Moore and Oscar Santana discuss new developments in fax machine technology. Color from a dot matrix printer? You betcha. And Mike McIntosh review a new website called MySpace. One who's going to be in his top 8. Subscribe now to the best of Tech 411, a show to keep you up to date with yesterday's tech trends. Buy a Palm Pilot.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Time for spring cleaning, and Quip's got an easy way to start with better brushing habits for the whole family. I'm waiting on my new kid's Quip. I'm so excited about getting this. It's the same as the original Quip, just tweaked for downsized mouths, or sized down mouths.
We're going to have to let you go. We're sorry. Things aren't working out in the face, and the ears have been here longer, so we're going to have to let you go. Show me to the door.
No nonsense, no childish gimmicks. Just a great electric toothbrush so your kids can brush just like a grown-up before they get laid off. And Quip still has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months for just $5, a friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip. That's why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/TMOS.
News!
Boo! It used to be common for athletes to stay on one team for their entire careers, but that's become very rare in sports. In fact, some players are changing teams at record-setting paces. By the way, I come from an era where, you know, a lot of players would stay on the same team for years and years and years. It's not like this requirement to trade every year. Yesterday, pitcher Edwin Jackson made his debut for the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Jays are the 14th team. 14 Ooh. Teams that he has played for, which is a record. I wish they did a deeper dive. I should on this guy, just to find out, you know,
are you his familiar marital with status. Him? And,
yeah, I've heard of Edwin Jackson.
You have to, I mean, to be on 14 teams, he has
been in the league
a
long time.
Yeah.
He's 35. He's been in the majors for 17 seasons. There are 30 teams overall, in case you were keeping count. Pitcher Oliver Drake holds the record for most teams played for in a single season. He played for 5 teams in 2018, so that's very recent as well. That's incredible. For what it's worth, there are 32 active pitchers older than Edwin Jackson, so there's plenty of time for him to continue his grand tour and add a few more teams to his list. Edwin's 14 teams also seems to be the most across the 4 major sports. That would follow baseball stocked with so
I'm
many
not
teams.
Big on sports, but I do believe the show Matlock aired on all 3 major networks.
There you go. Yeah, all 3, the big 3.
Right.
All right. Game of Thrones fans waited long enough for season 8, and now that it's here, a lot of them are underwhelmed.
Oh.
Somebody was angry enough to start a petition asking HBO to redo the whole season with, quote, competent writers. Competent writers. Will you please bring in some competent writers for the Game of Thrones?
It's not like we haven't been waiting for this for a long time.
The position goes on to say, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material, i.e. the books, to fall back on. The series deserves the final season. It makes sense. Subvert my expectations and make it happen, HBO.
Now, I thought the entire series was already based on books that were already done.
It is, but these nerdnicks are coming out saying it wasn't done correctly. Now,
I see. Well, do you think George R.R. Martin has had any of his son's ice cream bars?
You know what? I'm really not sure about him. Another great book, George. Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
There's all, for those of you that have read the books, you know, I imagine, but I haven't read the books. Mike hasn't read the books.
Right.
And I listened to a show where they have like all these conspiracy theories because no one's read the books. Shocker.
Right.
Who's going to, and if Daenerys, if she's going to actually be killed, and who's going to kill her? Is it going to be, Jon Snow begrudgingly killing
Arya,
his queen?
Arya Stark, maybe.
Is it Arya? Is it Sansa from around the corner coming in with a knife? Is it Tyrion cutting her at the knees? Who knows?
Here it is. I will give you this. And I am not a long timer, all right? I'm new to maybe last couple of seasons that I've jumped on the bandwagon. I will tell you this. The final season, I've watched two entire episodes that had no dialogue, that were all just battle, including last week where it was just dragons burning up a city.
Yes.
And a scene that they could do in 5 minutes, they do 45 minutes of just death, destruction. And I got frustrated even then. I was like, okay, I'd like a little more palace intrigue. You know, that's what I'd like to watch.
And one of, I guess, the greatest insights that I read was...
Here's what I want. Dragons and more palace intrigue. Please.
The mother of dragons finally learned how to drive her dragon in this last episode. Now.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Is that manual or is it automatic dragon?
I'm reading this. I'm like, what do you mean drive your dragon? She's flying, first of all, and who knows how to fly a dragon?
Well, we certainly were talking the palace.
The only real...
the scuttlebutt?
The only real drama in the last show was Lord Baldy.
That guy was kind of sad.
The petition originally called for 150,000 signatures, but they've already surpassed 200,000. This is Idiocracy, man. This is what people care about.
All the signatures were genuine, even though I was able to generate them using a simple computer program. Yeah. I use Linux.
Let me alert some of these 300,000, these 200,000 people. You know, there is a small chance, I hope very small, that we are going to a real war.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, really, might want to focus on that a little bit. Just my two cents, ladies.
Will there be dragons?
By the way, we will be talking about that in Political Persuasions today. So, you know, the issues of the day, you know, really, you know, a war with a potential dangerous power that we might be getting into. Anyway, there's a lot of speculation about what's going on with Britney Spears these days. But one person who's got some inside knowledge thinks it's possible that Britney will never perform again. Never again. He adds, quote, she's taking time to regroup and get her head together. She's putting herself ahead of everyone else, and I'm proud of her for that. If she never works again, she never works again. But there is a petition with 200,000 signatures. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Well, she's taking time off to learn how to drive her dragon, if you know what I mean.
Hey, yeah, inject Britney into the show.
Yeah.
If she comes back strong and full of desire and passion, wants to do it great. If she takes off 6 months or 6 years, it's totally fine to me. It's about her finding her happy place. All right, this is Larry Rudolph. I guess he was her manager. Not currently her manager. Rudolph has a message also for the Free Britney movement. Give her some space. He says there's no truth to the talk that Britney is being held or manipulated against her will. That lady has had an interesting career.
Yes. She has. And you know what? A lot of different times that she's risen from the ashes, I hope she can do it one more time.
Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly.
And if she doesn't, c'est la vie. I mean, you know, she's got money. I mean, go away and enjoy your life
Relax.
A little bit. And
Still box.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob Spear. There you go. He did it again.
Can't just say hot.
God damn it, Rob.
Still
Don't
pretty.
Make me laugh like that.
Still lovely. You know what she has? Knockout.
A new survey found a direct correlation between how clean you are and how happy you are. Are you listening, Mike McIntosh? Super clean people are much more likely to be happy in general. 62% of clean freaks said they're happy with their life. That's compared to 39% of moderately clean people and just 30% of people who describe themselves as messy. I believe there's a massive difference between messy and dirty, though.
I agree.
I've always believed that.
I agree, yes.
67% of super clean people also like their job compared to 38% of messy people. 70%. They're going to give you all these percentages. I will just tell you, working in radio stations, it's nice to have an environment that is clean, because radio stations were so disgusting and so filthy that it made people unhappy. Would that be? And everybody got sick,
there's a
by the
difference
way.
Between
like lung infections.
Clean and creative. It can be creative. You can have creative.
Cluttered.
It can be creative, but it can still be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, here's a bonus stat.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now you know. Now you know. Here's one more bonus stat. The study also looked at the top things we're most likely to spill. What do you think number one is?
The beans.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's Paul Lynn today. Yeah. All right.
I would say soda. I'd say soda.
So, coffee number one.
Really? No lid on coffee. That's fine.
The beans. Here's another quick "How lazy are we?" update. Okay. This encourages him to do it now for the rest of the week. Someone on Twitter asked the question, "I'm sorry, I'm having trouble getting by the beans." Here is another quick "How lazy are we?" update. Someone on Twitter asked the question, "Do you wash your legs when you take a shower?" And after close to 1 million votes, the results are in. 1 in 5 people don't wash their legs. 80% said they do, 20% said they don't, and people on both sides have strong feelings about it. So do you really need to wash your legs? Or does the runoff from washing the top half of your body do enough? Do you wash your legs
every
in the shower?
Every day.
All right. Like all the way down to the ankle?
Yeah. And my
feet. Okay, Oscar, do you wash your legs?
I'm going to say no.
I don't. I wash the upper part of my legs. Like down to the knee, but I don't go down to the ankle.
We've always called you old.
Carla, come here for a minute.
It really depends. If I get back from a run, I wash my legs. But on a daily basis, I feel like the runoff of soap is going to get it.
I will run my legs under. Can you pull that back?
I will definitely wash my legs.
You wash your legs?
I wash my legs.
I wash my legs in my own urine. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's a little joke. So long, activewear.
Activewear.
A dermatologist in New York tackled this a few years ago after a character on the sitcom "You're the Worst" said she didn't wash her legs. Here's his answer. Unless your legs are visibly soiled, you don't actually need to wash them.
Yes!
He says the soap running down your body removes most of the dirt and sweat on its own.
Yes.
So there, Rob, you're looking visibly perturbed with that, little grossed out.
Yeah, I think if you're going to get into your shower, wash, man, do it.
All right.
You've got redwoods.
How's that?
You have to, like, you've got tree trunks. You have, like, there's.
It's great that he washes his legs. I didn't think he would. I'm very proud of him.
That's hard work.
And I've got, I don't like leaning over.
I do it for you. And I don't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Unless I drop my Harry's blade pops off because it fell off the sticker.
Well, you get excited.
You know, oh, dear. He's had another fall.
Callous injury.
And now a little something. spill the bean. Good news you may not need. A writer named Tony Posnansky has been in a Twitter battle with the coconut water brand Vita Coco for the past week because he hates coconut water. Yesterday morning, after Vita Coco offered to send him some free coconut water to change his mind, he tweeted, quote, "F that. I would rather drink your social media person's pee than coconut water." So Vita Coco obliged. About an hour later, they tweeted a picture of a female employee in the bathroom holding a jar of fresh pee. Seriously. That's either the most badass Twitter stunt any brand has ever done, or they're going to be out of business in a few months, and I'm generally not sure. For what it's worth, even Tony said it was a good comeback, and he admitted defeat. The question I have, hey people, what about the taste test? Come on now. Hey, there we are.
Isn't that Jack Kent Cook's favorite brand of water?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, a cocoa water. Vita cocoa. I'm filling it with pee.
Oh,
anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. OEOEO.
Yo.
Cake and cookies.
Hey!
Oh, that's nice.
This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show, and I'm all worked up. I may still be drunk,
Tune in to hear about a vehicular disaster. That's hard to say when you might still be drunk.
Indeed.
Blessed nuptials and a lost evening.
And I've got a few things to say about socks.
I like it.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Bigger. Better. Faster. Funnier. More outrageous. Twice as compelling. Taller. Thicker. Sweeter. And more potent. Long-lasting, unrelenting, unforgiving, and solid as Gibraltar. I speak, of course, about the TMOS bonus show.
Yeah! Yay!
Which, if you read it, it would be the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. So
Don Ellis Bush.
Bush.
Bonus show subscribers are like a secret club of TMOS aficionados that love what they like, and like what they love, and always get what they want. Extra blessed content. The bonus show is the sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just a few top secret pennies. Shh. Join the club. Discretion is key. Be a part of the Cognoscenti. And soon, the secret TMOS handshake will be a part of your daily routine. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and quietly click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping the show. Tell no one. Remain solemnly quiet. Preserve the mystery. And when you laugh, laugh quietly.
Ooh.
Because the secret is ours to keep. Or tell everybody. We don't give a f***.
No!
Thank you very much. There we are. Lots of edits today. I apologize. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, May 16th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
I don't know that we've had it's been a long time anyway since we visited the Truth is Stranger Than Fiction file in the audio vault.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yeah. A guy was in Brooklyn on Tuesday of this week fixing a big billboard. You don't see him a lot anymore. Billboards, you know, for advertising.
Yes.
He's a 49-year-old guy, and he fell from the billboard.
Oh.
And he broke his neck. I'm sorry, he broke his back and got a concussion.
Yeah.
Why is this strange? The billboard he was repairing was for Salino and Barnes injury attorneys.
Salino and Barnes injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait, call 8.
Truth is stranger than fiction, Mike.
So he's repairing a billboard for personal injury.
And he falls 10 feet.
And he falls off of it. And he falls and breaks his back.
Breaks his back. He's going to be okay.
God, they got enough of those guys down. Well, they're everywhere.
Do you have the digital ones yet down there?
Yeah, we have those. Yeah, we have
them.
Every type of billboard known to mankind. A lot of digital.
I miss the regular ones.
I miss the idea that you'd put a billboard up and it's yours.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm not sure I like the one where you got 15 people on a billboard, especially when you see something that might intrigue you.
Yeah.
And it's just
what was that?
Hold on. Look, Carla, that says that we could get a water heater. Where did it go?
I feel like they're not on long enough.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not on long enough.
Then you're driving
too
slow.
The advertisers, right.
Yeah, but you know, I do have a very fond memory of the three of us driving south on 95 and taking a segment on a tape recorder where you were just reading billboards as we drove by.
Well, it was because Pedro lets you know.
It was Pedro.
It was. Yeah. It was great.
You never sausage a place.
So, Mike... A helicopter crashed into the Hudson River.
I saw that video.
Everyone is going to be okay. No one was hurt. But it was caught, as everything is nowadays, caught on a cell phone video. Check out this chilling play-by-play.
Oh, we really just crashed, bro.
Did he say he really just crashed, bro?
He just really crashed, bro. It's just like the Hindenburg all over again.
It has electrolytes.
What about
out the toilet?
What about picking up 911?
Yeah.
What about just
no
not video?
Not the world we live in right now.
Call EMS.
They saved everybody, didn't they? Didn't they? The boat captain.
Everybody's fine.
Those incredible captains on the Hudson River that do an amazing. They did it with Sully's plane. Yeah. They do it. They're just amazing.
Otherwise, they'd have to make a call.
Savino and Barnes. Yes.
Hold on, I can add to this.
All right, another reason that America is just in trouble right now. I like the fact, small part of me likes the fact that The Who is still touring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Roger Daltrey's still out there and Pete Townsend. But do you need it so bad that you have to go on Jimmy Fallon and do it with classroom instruments? This broke my heart.
I had to the music,
They truly ruined. They ruined the theme to CSI Miami.
Why?
I agree with you on that one. I really do.
Yeah, that to me is literally. It's just sad. It's very sad. Patton was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
that's cool.
They were talking about Avengers Endgame, and this is a spoiler. I'll tell you that. But they addressed that fact in this tape. I love Patton. He's so true to himself. Yep. That, you know, he just loves the comic book movies.
My daughter has such a thing for Spider-Man. Oh. She loves Tom Holland.
Oh.
But she was bummed that, like, he kind of doesn't show up till the end of the movie. Like, why? She's like, why didn't he just come back sooner? I'm like, well, they had to get the gauntlet to snap. So that was the only thing that made her sad. Like, literally, like, Iron Man's dying and all these other... Sorry. And,
You don't know by now. You don't care.
Yeah, come on, guys, please. Yeah, don't act like. Oh, come on! I was waiting for the DVD.
That's good on his feet right there. Yeah. That's good.
Dateline, Mike. Dateline, Allendale, Michigan. Are you a fit young lady that lives in Allendale, Michigan?
Because I was, but I'm not any longer.
If you are, beware, because there's a guy there that's up to no good.
A fit young lady like joggers.
That could be a jogger, but a guy in Allendale is approaching women, and this is what he's saying.
The world is full of creeps. A guy came around the corner, asked me if I go to the gym. He says that he's having an event down the road at the Sleep-In. They're looking for good-looking, physically fit women to wrestle, to wear either your gym clothes or lingerie. Again, more red flags, thinking, okay, this can't be happening. And I all of a sudden got really uncomfortable. Yeah. I knew there were cameras there. So part of me was also thinking ahead as a mom that if I can keep him talking, they'd be able to capture him on the camera. And he clearly thought I was younger than I am. So that's the only good point to all of this.
Now, if you do go for that wrestling in your lingerie, be very careful.
Savino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait, call 8.
So, were the cameras there because...
No, just like surveillance cameras.
Surveillance cameras. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
But also, if a guy comes up to you and says, come to the motel wearing lingerie for wrestling, don't do that.
Yeah, you might not want to.
The highlight of her saying, he clearly thought I was younger.
Yeah, that was it. She still got schmoozed about it because she's a mom.
Yeah, she was a knockout. All right, we close with this. Mike, be aware. Even when you drop your kid off at school, you think it's a safe zone?
Yes.
Still be aware. Just be aware.
Police in Philadelphia are investigating after a 5-year-old boy walked into his preschool class holding about 2 dozen vials of crack cocaine. In the kid's defense, he did bring enough for everyone.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Make sure you go online to MikeO'MaraShow.com and pick up your tickets to our Saturday night show. They're going fast, and we want to see you for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. At the Zappos Theater. We're going to look forward to seeing you there, and tickets are going fast. We'll be selling that show out as well. So get your tickets today, people. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Bring me the big knife. I'm gonna cut my throat.
Oh, we're done for. We're done for. We're done diddly done for. We're done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly.
Flanders, snap out of it.
Goodbye, dude.